I'll change for you.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angie, and I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was looking to file a claim. It ran into an error when I tried to do it online.
May I please have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 423-43-3708.
Now, I know I just was on there, and it didn't give me no error. I don't know what is going on. May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. It's Cameron, K-A-M-E-R-O-N, Owen, O-W-E-N-S.
And may I please have your date of birth?
It's going to be 0519-1995.
And may I please have your mother's maiden name?
It's going to be Agnew, A-G-N-E-W.
And may I please have your driver's license number or your state ID number?
Yes, ma'am. My driver's license number is going to be 851-8791.
Okay, your four-digit PIN number is 3708.
Yes, ma'am. So what do I have to do to file the claim?
May I please have your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I have an undergraduate degree.
You said GED?
Undergraduate degree.
I don't know what that is. I'm from the north side. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And may I please have your home address?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 2433 Main Avenue. And it's going to be Northport, Alabama.
You said Main Avenue?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
So Main's be like Main, M-E-A-N?
No, ma'am.
M E A N S or without the S?
I'm sorry. Main. Main. M A I N.
Oh, Main.
Yes, ma'am. Main Avenue.
It sounds like you saying Main. Main Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an apartment number?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be G10.
G as in George?
Yes, yes. G
and 10?
Golf. Yes, ma'am.
And may I please have the zip code?
It's going to be 35476.
35476?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have your address is 2433 Main Avenue.
Yes, ma'am.
Apartment G10.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it Northport, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 35476.
Yes, ma'am.
I wonder why they ain't putting. Oh, I see what I did. And there's Northport, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't include the apartment number at first. And may I please have your job title?
Sales consultant at AT&T.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
I'm sorry?
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall? Are you in a union?
We had a union at AT&T when I worked there.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would say probably 50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
20.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
And do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
At AT&T, I was working off commission.
Okay. Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October the 1st, 2022 and September 30th of 2023?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit in a checking account.
Okay, would this be with a bank that you are able to walk into?
No, ma'am.
It has to be a physical bank that you are able to walk into.
It's Vero. It's an online bank. I do have my routing and account number, but they don't have physical locations.
Oh, yeah. We don't do online banking either. It has to be a physical bank that you are able to go into, like Wood Forest, Wells Fargo, you know.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, I guess we can do the card, man.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits with the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-color Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid-through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card. Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, no ATM in network fee, but it is a $1.30 out of network ATM withdrawal fee. There's no fee for cash reload. There's no fee to check your balance. Customer service is 35 cents. And there's a $1 inactivity fee after 12 months with no activity. And we charge two other types of fees, and they are a card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited or express delivery. International transaction is 2% of the transaction amount. This fee can be lowered depending on how and where this card is used. See separate disclosure for ways to access your funds. Okay. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, you can visit CF, as in Frank, P as in Peter, B as in boy, alabama.gov/prepaid. Find the details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Okay, so do you understand the terms and conditions of the Alabama Unemployment Insurance Card?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I please have the name of the last employer?
It's going to be AT&T.
They still hanging in there. Thought they closed them down. May I please have a good phone number for them?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 205-759-1086.
So that's 205-759-1086.
Yes, ma'am.
And may I please have a work location city?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be Tuscaloosa. T-U-S.
I know how to spell that one.
Okay.
Yeah. And may I please have your start date?
Yes, ma'am. It was April of 2021.
The date is not gonna let nothing go bad.
Yes, ma'am. I believe it was the 15th.
And what year again?
2021. I'm sorry, 2022.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And may I please have your last day of work?
My last day was... March 14th.
What year?
Of this year, 2024.
And why are you no longer working?
Just the commute was too much.
And name and title of the person informed you of your termination. If you don't have the last name, that's okay.
Marco, M-A-R-C-O, Lugo.
You said Marco?
Uh-huh.
M-A-R-C-O, Marco, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then last name, Lugo, L-U-G-O.
And may I ask his title?
Manager.
And what date were you informed of your termination?
March 12th, I believe.
And specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
Well, it was a resignation.
Excuse me. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
Basically, just finding other ways to work. There's a lot of construction and it's tough to get to work during my hours.
So you say you did what now?
Just look for other ways to get to work, other routes
okay.
to get to work. The highway on my way to work is shut down right now.
Oh. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. So do you certify by entering your full name that all of your answers are true and correct? It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer some randomly generated questions. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Felicia Owens? Would that be 25 to 29, 38 to 42, 57 to 61, 68 to 72, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this person?
Yes, ma'am. It's 57 to 61.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Would that be 2191 Vulcan Court, 5228 Blackstone Lane?
That's it. 5228 Blackstone Lane.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Aldalfi University, Metropolitan State University, Skidmore College, University of Puerto Rican, Bayman University College, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am, I agree.
Do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information is provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read your right off the contents of the claimant benefit. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, which is the benefits, rights, and responsibilities. It contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, it filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by calling 1-800. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether you file it online or by phone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility book. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Okay. So, Mr. Owens, do you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Do you hear me? Hello?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Mm-mm.